Last year, the Great American Cleanup organized 3 million volunteers through 30,000 events in 17,000 communities. The effort removed 86 million pounds of litter from landscapes and waterways, recycled 10 million pounds of metals, 37 million pounds of newsprint, 1.4 million tires, and 5.3 million pounds of electronics. Dozens of volunteers, both young and old, pitched in at Sunday's cleanup, finding 353 pounds of trash. Some of the volunteers even paddled out to pick up waste. Volunteer Michelle King was kayaking Sunday morning.
Well, in bags in the kayaks, yeah. There's a bag and actually one of those picker things that you use, so that you can reach into the mangroves for it. It's, you know, most of it's stuck in the mangroves. Most interesting thing I got was a boot.
Keep Pinellas Beautiful is recognized as the leading organization in Pinellas County for managing volunteer efforts to remove and reduce urban litter and marine debris. The organization's operating budget comes from Pinellas County, limited grants, and corporate sponsorships. This weekend, folks went out early to locate and collect litter. Mike Levine from Stetson University's College of Law was one of those volunteers.
Well, the Maritime Law Society and the Environmental Law Society at my school sent out an email school-wide encouraging students to participate. And beautiful weather. Couldn't resist waking up early. I found a lot of styrofoam. I can't believe that stuff is still around. A lot of cigarette butts, beer cans. I even found a pop top. Well, everything washes down to the mangroves, it seems like. You don't really find them, you know, in the paths or in the open grassy fields. It seems like everything sort of washes down towards the water. And I know here there's a lot of fishing going on off the docks, and I'm sure that affects the fish quality.
If the trash collected from the national cleanup is any indication of the problem, Americans are using oceans, lakes, and rivers as a dump site. Barbara Tiro is a member of the St. P. Garden Club and was appalled at the mess she had to clean up.
It makes me very unhappy the way people throw trash around. People today, even cigarette butts and even these cigar plastic things. I mean, you've all got to pick them up. You just can't just throw everything around. And then we need to do a lot of recycling this day because everything is throwaway. And you're just going to ruin this whole country if you don't keep things going the right direction.
Volunteer Elise Grimaldi is with the Gulfport Chamber of Commerce, Keep America Beautiful, and the National Estuary Program. She says the cleanup happens in the fall and spring every year.
So there's a lot of cooperation we get here in Gulfport with people that want to pitch in and do what they can do, you know. The city is instrumental now in putting not only trash cans and barrels and things like that up, but they also put up containers for soda pop bottles.
The Keep Pinellas County Beautiful Program is an affiliate of the Keep America Beautiful Program. Grimaldi describes how this has galvanized local volunteering.
Lyndon Johnson's wife, and she started the Keep America Beautiful, and it just has grown. Then it became Keep Florida Beautiful. After Keep Florida Beautiful, all the different cities participated, got together, and it's kept Tarpon Springs beautiful, Keep Pinellas County beautiful. All the different counties got together, and it just spread and spread and spread. And now it's just grown. It's just tremendous. It's all over. Everywhere you go, you'll find it.
What's the goal of it?
The goal of it is to keep everything clean and keep our cities clean and keep our streets and our waterways clean so that, you know, the birds and the animals that were here before we were there, we've destroyed it for them. We're the ones that ruined it, you know.
Keep America Beautiful is best known for the Crying Indian public service announcement, which launched on Earth Day in 1971. This advertising campaign has been widely credited, including in Frank Lowenstein's Voices of Protest, with inspiring America's fledgling environmental movement. Grimaldi tells how this has had an impact.
Oh, God, that was the most beautiful, beautiful thing there ever was. They had a poster of an Indian crying, the face of an Indian, and he was, you could see the tears coming out of his eyes, and he was complaining because of all the trash and the garbage that was laying around in the waters near the shores. And that was a symbol for everybody. I think that started a lot of everybody thinking. Now you get people like Kurt down there that brought all these kayaks, and it's grown for him too. He brought a couple of kayaks, and he'd tell everybody, take a bag with you. And this was on his own. Nobody paid him.
The next coastal cleanup is October 24th at Station Square Park in Clearwater. To volunteer in Hillsborough County, go to khcbonline.org. For Pinellas County, go to keeppinellasbeautiful.org. For WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.